Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ken, you have all your fingers and toes, my friend.
Count them. They're here.
Did you have fireworks last night?
I burned myself on a sparkler and...
call it a night?
Yeah, yeah. Apparently you're not supposed to hold them between your teeth.
So. Oh, it's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour at All 94.9, supported by Senior Grubby's, now with two locations. The original location in Carlsbad and now the new spot up in Oceanside. Check them out at eatgrubbies.com. It's Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright, and our guest of honor, who just threw a massive party yesterday for the 4th of July and released a brand new hazy IPA. Caleb Hayden from Dos Desperados in San Marcos, thank you for dragging yourselves.
Here, here. Yes,
still covering. Here.
Here's to America. Cheers.
Yeah. Hey. Cheers.
It's been a long time since we had Dos Desperados on. You guys are, what, 5 years old now?
Yep, just had our 5th anniversary in March.
And cranking out the beer, just having a blast.
Oh, yeah.
Recently did a beer collaboration with one of our local bands, didn't you?
Yeah, that was Aviator Stash. We got great beer to go with great music.
Thank you for bringing a lager to start us off with tonight and just...
This is delicious, by the way.
Is this a traditional lager, or would this be technically classified as a Mexican-style lager?
This is a German Helles lager.
What the Helles?
Ken, in terms of like different types of lagers, what's the difference between like a Mexican-style lager and a Helles-style
Mexican-style lager, typically a very, very mild hop finish, and you'll typically get a little bit of corn sweetness from corn, which is used as an adjunct for fermentation. Just keeps it light. A Helles, not quite a Pilsner. Pilsners tend to be a little on the hoppy side. Helles is just, it's German for light. Because it's a light, bright beer.
How did you guys get into the lager business with this Lager Magnifico?
Yep, we were on a little bit smaller scale a few years ago when we started, and you need some space and time to make a lager. It takes 6 to 7 weeks.
Lager comes from the German word lagern, which means to lay down or store.
Or a long damn time.
Yeah, almost as long as I can talk.
So I'm going to turn your mic off and I'm going to let him finish the story.
So the moment we got that time in our... cellar, we made one immediately. I've been wanting one for a while. You didn't see a lot before we made one. Now we're making one, and everyone's got one, and we couldn't be happier about it, brewers and everyone in the industry.
This is exactly what I need after, well, what happened yesterday.
Yeah, it's the only beer Caleb drinks.
You know, I just walk around my house with, like, an IV on this thing. And just...
Cheers to your Lager Magnifico. Well, let's start the program off with something you wanted to hear and, you know, fitting for the day after 4th of July. Tribal Seeds, it's Libertad. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. All right, oh, it is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on 94.9.
Somebody asked me what I did.
I'm sitting too close to you, Ken.
Hey, his pants are still on, okay? Okay, don't worry about it.
Tonight we're drinking with our friends from Dos Desperados in San Marcos. We've got Caleb and Hayden with us, and we started off with our Lager Magnifico. I am feeling so much better already. We've gone from our great warm-up beer to exactly what I was talking about, hops in a glass. This is opposite direction for where you've come with the lager. Mm-hmm. I will say, unlike some hazies out there, I can't see my fingers, but I can still see light.
Well, this is our Hazy Daisy IPA. It's the first hazy IPA we ever made. Took some convincing to our ownership to make one. He's from Vermont, yet doesn't like the New England style IPAs. I kind of made it without him knowing.
Oh,
and then
I
poured it out the tap the day I kegged it and gave him some, and boy did he shake my hand a lot of times that day. He was pretty excited about it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
I turned him over to the dark side, the hazy side.
You really took your life in your hands going against the boss's wishes and making a hazy IPA.
Well, it was the first recipe I made as head brewer, so I thought, let's show up to the party. I named it after my dog, my little golden retriever Daisies, and we're not canning yet, but I'm hoping we're going to can in the next few months. And I can't wait to get this beautiful photo drawn of Daisy and slap it right on the can. How do you buy that beer
based off beers with dogs on the label? It's a no-brainer.
It achieves everything because it's got that full mouthfeel, but yet it doesn't feel like I'm trying to swallow a full glass of orange juice.
I got a great slogan for this beer: drinking hazies and hating it. Get it? Since you're this one.
This is where we play him off the stage. We'll take a break when we come back.
I'm getting warmed up.
I got a couple.
Noticing I'm drinking faster now.
I got a couple of songs to go with. The Hazy Daisy IPA from Dos Desperados Brewing. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour at Alt 94.9. Yeah, I can tell you're very spiritual. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour at Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy. With me, as always, our San Diego Indie Beer Evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. We've got Caleb and Hayden from Dos Desperados in San Marcos. Two amazing beers to start the program off with. A great spot in San Marcos. If you have not checked them out, go pick up a crowler of either the Hazy Daisy IPA or the Lager Magnifico. I might even go as far as to say that Lager Magnifico might even be good as part of a mixed beverage of sorts.
Ooh. Actually, that's true. Talk about micheladas, that goes really well with the michelada.
Wait, say that again. Sundays, I like the way you say it. Say it one more time.
Michelada.
Oh, yeah.
Ay, mi corazón es el fuego. Ay, papi. Yeah.
Now that I'm sweating after two beers.
Okay, la fregada.
We just finished a hazy IPA. Now we're shifting over to a regular IPA. I know we got a little bit of Hayden's brewing background, but we don't have it all. I mean, you stepped into this gig with Dos Desperados how long ago?
4 years.
That doesn't just happen overnight. You don't walk into a brewery, become head brewer, and then make an amazing beer because you've been making homebrew for the last 5 years. Where did you come from? What's your story?
I moved down to San Diego from Torrance, came down to play baseball at Cal State San Marcos, and slowly discovered craft beer, drinking it at parties, of course. And I'm like, wait, I homebrewed a couple times, didn't really faze me a whole lot. I just learned how to make it, and I thought that was interesting. I'm working at a burger joint, which is around the corner from Dos Desperados, which I had never heard of. I'm 20 years old. I'm telling the manager, hey, I really want to brew. I want to learn how to do this. I'm going to turn 21 in a couple months, and I'm going to go everywhere and beg for a job. I'll work for free. Why not? He's like, hey, I know the owner of a brewery right around the corner. Took me in there, talked me up. I got the job a month after I turned 21.
How in the hell did you pull that off?
I tell people, if you want to do something, tell as many people as you can, because someone's going to know somebody.
So literally, you willed this to happen.
Yep.
What position did you play in baseball?
Pitcher.
I was just going to say, dude's a pitcher, clearly.
Was not a second baseman.
Talk to me about this next beer. It's another IPA, but we've drifted out of the hazy. What's your inspiration
on
this?
I call them clear IPAs now, because you really have to specify. A lot of people find it weird that I say that, but most of them are hazies these days. So I wanted to use some new hops. We're drifting away from the expensive Citra hop, and there's a lot of other fun hops out there. So we used Calypso, Azaka, and Zeus, C-A-Z, Kaz, because we're really creative.
I was going to ask about the name, but you just answered it for me.
It was simple. It's short. I have to write every name on the keg collar. So
now, is this something that, are you centrifuging this beer to get this clear, or?
Isn't I can see you through my glass,
it's
Jeremy.
It's so pretty.
I use gelatin to find our beer. It's technically not filtering. All of our beer is unfiltered.
What is one step away from isinglass? That's old school, dude.
I learned from old school.
Wow.
This kid is impressing the hell out of me. So what do you
He's an old soul.
What do you do with the gelatin at the end of the brewing process?
Oh, it settles to the bottom of the tank. It is not in the finished product.
And we make pudding pops out of gelatin.
I actually just learned this weekend that I think it's pretty good for you if you mix it with some vitamin C, and it helps with your joints and stuff. So I might be just scooping it out of the bottom of the tank and putting it in Caleb's glass.
Come try new Dos Desperados joint jelly.
Joint jelly.
I appreciate the weight reference on a radio.
Hey!
That's for your joints, man.
And speaking of joints, now that this is real awkward, we're going to play some Sublime. It's doing time on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Alt 94.9. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with Ken drinking with our friends Caleb and Hayden from Dos Desperados in San Marcos. Amazing beers. It still blows my mind to think that you just were flipping burgers.
Dude, he's a prodigy. He started when he was a month after he turned 21.
Yep, as soon as possible.
And this is what, like not even 5 years later?
4 years later.
He's like Mozart.
First of all, who gave you that shot? Who did Dos Desperados said yes to you?
Steve Munson and his wife Dora. They were nice enough to let me come in and scrub the floors and wipe the outside of the tanks while I'm watching the brewer do his thing. He's pretty much like my dad. Everybody thinks I'm his son anyways, so I'm starting to just say yes.
They're the same height, actually.
Like, you're a son, right? No. Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
why not?
Sure, why not? So we've had the Cass IPA. We've had the Hazy Daisy IPA and the Lager Magnifico. And I will thank you right now for bringing Red back. Mm-hmm. I love me some red and brown ales. I think they're one of the things that it's underserved just because it doesn't move as fast as something that says hazy or IPA on
the
label.
So underappreciated, and I challenge you to find beers that are more food friendly than like red
ales
like this.
Every food pairing we do, this is the first beer I think of.
Caramel notes on this.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit of toastiness.
So now, you know, you and I, we've talked about reds before in San Diego and browns.
Yeah.
This right here is the closest I've tasted to Cal's Brown. And you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's got that subtle graham crackeriness to it.
Right?
It's a little bit
that's
sweet.
That's what it is. But it finishes dry, so you don't get that cloying, like, yeah, I think I'm done with this. I have a few beloved beers in this town, like Alesmith, Nut Brown.
Mm-hmm. Classic.
Like from Burning Beard.
Banksy.
Banksy, the ESB.
I just recently added another one when I started drinking all that Devil's Right Hand from Fall Brewing.
Oh,
which is kind of like a Mexican style amber ale.
And this is right up there in terms of just the unique deliciousness of a beer like this that so many people miss out on because they go into a brewery and they say, give me that IPA with the fish on it.
The biggest compliment I think I get on this beer is I like it better than Red Trolley, or this reminds me of Red Trolley, because that is the red.
Now the problem is that I have to go to you guys in San Marcos to get this beer. You need to put this in cans. It needs to go out to East County. Stat!
We're definitely working on it.
All right, work on it a little faster. Let's take a break. When we come back, we've got one more beer. We are going Big Imperial Stout. God bless us all. There's a lot of people who have some skills, and we just spent the last, I don't know, 10 minutes crying during that song set. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with me, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. Got Dos Desperados from San Marcos in here, and of course, Rock and Roll Happy Hour supported by Senior Grubbies, now with two locations, one in Oceanside, which is brand new, and of course, their OG location in downtown Carlsbad. The reason I'm laughing so hard and I'm having trouble keeping it together is because Caleb has just been spot on.
We're here with Dos Desperados, people, you know, who I find to be so wonderful, north of the border, of course. They are North Siders. They are from this side. We don't have to worry, people. The wall will protect them from so much turmoil coming across the border. We're going to shut it down.
So we've had their Ruffian Red Ale. We've had their Kaz IPA, Hazy Daisy IPA, and the first one we started the program off with. It seems like it was so long ago, was the Lager Magnifico.
So wonderful. So fantastic.
So let me ask you, Donald, what do you think of our last beer tonight? It's called Maniac Imperial Stout.
You know, I know lots of maniacs in Congress. I know lots of terrible people in Congress. The Democrats, so horrible, so crazy. You know, I can vouch for them personally, people. We would not be who we are today without these maniacs to prove us in the right direction.
But Donald, you didn't tell me about the beer.
The beer, I bought lots of this beer. So much of this beer. It's all across my towers. Every tower we have this beer at. It's so wonderful, so fantastic.
All right. Hey, talk to me about your stout, man.
It is fantastic. It's a 8.8% Imperial Stout. It's an old recipe that Steve had been making for years. Pretty sure he homebrewed this one, and I mixed it up a little bit. I wanted to add some thicker body to it, and I was pretty happy with it. It just won a silver medal at the San Diego National Beer Competition, so that was pretty nice,
sir,
to get a little accolades for. I put a lot of effort into rewriting this recipe. And we threw it in a bourbon barrel, and I am very excited to try that.
Oh, I was going to say, how long has it been sitting in already?
I think I put it in there in February, so it's headed in the right direction, but boy, I can't wait for that finished product.
This beer as it is, it's toasty, it's roasty, it's got a real amazing finish to it. So if we want to find your beer, you guys are in San Marcos, so nothing is distributed yet as far as cans. You can find your beers in some tap houses around town.
We have one beer that we did bottle, and we pushed out to a few local liquor stores, Texas Wine and Spirits in Carlsbad.
Carlsbad, yeah.
Crazy Nas Liquor. I'm pretty sure the craft beer industry is pretty familiar with Crazy Nas Liquor. But
I'm feeling sufficiently warm, which means it's probably time to wrap this thing up. So this is called Maniac. Let's do a song called Megalomaniac. I think you can relate to this.
I can. Yeah, real people.
We will see you next week. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.